Sorry for this awkward transition.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my life
this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I'm up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die at the top of that hill, yeah, if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Don't the moon look good shining down through the trees? Don't the brakemen look good, mama, flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good going down over the sea? Don't my cat look fine when she's coming after me? Coming, the winds are filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, could not get it across, that I wanna be your lover, baby, don't wanna be your boss. Yeah, don't say I never warned you when your train gets lost.
Storm. What a song. It's a rocking song, and now it's 11:26, and hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Ella. Hello. This is a very exciting day because there's just so many exciting things. It's a Friday. Well, it's a Friday, of course. The whole world knows. But to Tufts, it's just a Monday. So that was just a pretty crazy thing. They're just doing a Monday schedule today, which means I just have some class after this. But so thankfully, not anything before 1:30, so I can still rock my show. But it's just an exciting thing because then I didn't exactly know if I could do it. Ended up I could. And I'm just very happy about that. Even though, well, no, all was great. And then I've just had a crazy week of very much excitement and happiness and was just very, very tired. But my body woke me up at just 10:45. So it knew that I should come to the radio. So grateful for that. And then I just had to just throw in some laundry. So then that's how it just still happened to be 11:28 when this rockin' show started. But sometimes it just happens. And maybe next week we'll do a little less than starting at 11:28, but who knows? Something else exciting might happen. But until then, here's an exciting show for you all today. It's gonna just be a lot of fun songs with a lot of fun music and a lot of fun stories sprinkled on in. So I hope you're just having a great day. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is What a Wonderful World. And I'm just your host, Ella. Hello. How is it going with all you beautiful peeps today? We're going to start it off with Ella Fitzgerald, of course. This one is going to be Cool Breeze because it's just the next one from Radio Show 25, Albums Part 2. And today, we really need a cool breeze. It's one of the first, I'd say, just hot days of the year. It is like 65 here. And that's pretty insane. It's very beautiful outside. Hopefully, it is beautiful wherever you are. You're getting some steps today, seeing some beautiful things. And until the next break, here's Ella Fitzgerald with Cool Breeze. Uh-oh, we don't even have the plug plugged in. We would never have been able to hear Ella Fitzgerald Cool Breeze without this plug. Da-da-da. Okay, here we go. She's turned up. Now it is Ella Fitzgerald, the Essential Ella Fitzgerald, the Great Songs album, Cool Breeze. Oh, that didn't sound good. Did you all hear some fun music? Because I just heard some buzzing. Let's see, let's do a pause. Hello. Have you heard a buzzing this whole time? Or maybe just the headphones and monitors are doing not great. Let's think. I don't exactly know. Let's check the intercoms to see if there's been a buzzing. Has there been a buzzing on this? Have you heard a buzzing the whole time, Amazing Crowd? Or am only I hearing the buzzing? Let's see, maybe we'll start Ella down real low. See what happens. Okay, here we... U plus buzzing. That's very exciting. And even when I just turn the aux on and off, they're still buzzing. Let's see, when I turn the mic off. Oh, I think the mic might be buzzing. Okay, well, let's see what happens when I turn on Ella Fitzgerald. Okay, here we go. I'm thinking aux 2 might be something not great. And we, amazing peeps, have just figured it out first, which is exciting, but also like, uh-oh. But now we'll just change over to aux 1 because I feel like that is going to be the one to use. Glad we don't have to use two auxes for this show. Good we have just a fun, simple show that's very spontaneous and go with the flow and you can do anything. Okay, well, made a buzzing sound. Oh, that's horrible, peeps. Wow. Okay. Well, let's see. Is it going to buzz when I just play? Here we go. Oh my gosh, we went right into some amazing rockin'ness. Okay, here we go. We're going to just make a quick report about Ox 2 being very buzzy. And we're going to go to Ella Fitzgerald. You know what it is. Cool breeze. Get ready for a minute and 59 seconds of happiness and excitement. And here she is. Ba-ba-da-ba. It's Ella Fitzgerald with Cool Cool Breeze. What a fun one. And that was just a great way to start off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Louie's trying to just play. No, no. Not yet. It's just 11:34 and we're off to an exciting start. Hoo, wow, wow, wow. Can't even believe it. And there's just so many fun songs coming your way. You know, it is a very exciting day today because it's just very green on campus. There's a lot of happiness. There's a lot of spectacular, just great vibes. And it's just, well, crazily, it's just not the start of the weekend because just there's two classes today, and that's crazy. But it is the start of almost the weekend, and that's pretty darn exciting. So there's a lot of fun things coming this way. And that's why I think it might be fun to play just a great song about the sun. It's going to be by the Beatles. And it's just one that I'm just feeling fits the day. So here it is. It's Here Comes the Sun. Nothing happened. What is happening, people? Let me put on the headphones and see if it plays. Da da da! This is so strange. Strange things are afoot. Oh, okay. Here we go. We're gonna try this out. Ready, ready? And trying out something new. Here comes the sun. Let's hope it plays so much. Da da da. Yay! Here we go!
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say. It's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like
getting 20 and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. I'm 22 for a moment and she feels better than ever, and we're on fire, making our way back from Mars. 15, there's still time for you, time to buy and time to lose. 15, there's never a wish better than this, when you only got 100 years to live.
It's five for fighting. Whoa. Five for fighting? Oh, perfect. It's five for fighting. Doing 100 years. And right before that, we heard the Beach Boys doing Here Comes the Sun. So hopefully you're all having a great day. There is a lot of fun happening at the station today, as probably you can just tell. And there's just a lot of fun happening in the world, I'd say. So hopefully you're just having a great day. It's 11:43 and 57 seconds, so we're just about to change, everyone. But we have a lot of great songs still coming up. And one of the ones that I've just seen and really want to play is by John Batiste, one of the greats, and who just won a Grammy. It's very exciting. He's really rocking it. And there's so many amazing songs by him. And my friend and I were just listening to the very, very old version of It's Alright. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, John has that song too. So here we go. Oh, I've just been corrected by just my own brother. I've said the Beach Boys doing Here Comes the Sun. Was that what I said? Ah, well, probably because I was just reading the Beach Boys' Fun, Fun, Fun song. But nope, Beach Boys didn't do that, except maybe I can find a version of them. We'll see about that during the next song. But no, that's just the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, and now it's gonna be John Batiste, It's All Right. And we'll see what happens if the Beach Boys have a Here Comes the Sun version. We might be listening to it next. But until then, here we go. It's All Right.
Say it's all right. Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time. 'Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Now listen to the beat. Kinda pat your feet. You got soul.
It's all right. What a fun one. And you're never going to believe what's coming up next. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Truly just never going to believe, I'd say. Da, da, da. Let's just make sure that there's just not an ad. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The entire arrangement. I hope you like our version of Here Comes the Sun. It seems like years since it's been here.
Oh my gosh. I tried to pause it right at the end and I hit replay by mistake. We don't exactly want to replay that because that was an adventure. Okay, have fun. Well, let's play one more before just the PSA and our closing song. Well, on a little more upbeat. I don't hear all the time, but that is just a fun one. It's going to be Indigo Girls with Galileo. After that crazy Beach Boy song of Here Comes the Sun that was there, they said just reworking with a Latin take. So that was an exciting description. And that one just goes out to Bobby, who I just played this song for. And I don't know if it was great that I did, but it's been played. We all know about it. Now, here's one more song before our final epic What a Wonderful World song. But see you on the other side. We'll see if we have to fade this out. Hopefully not. But it's the Indigo Girls.
Galileo's head was on the block. Crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another. Lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. And then I think about my fear of motion, which I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo.
Right. Any human being ever reach out?
No Go Girls with Galileo. And here we are at the end of our show. It's 11:57. And crazily, you're just listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is What a Wonderful World with Ella. And I'm just so glad that you guys made it today. Thank you so much for being here. It has been such a joy, even though it's been chaotic and crazy, and we just found a problem with the station, but then we maybe fixed it, and then there's some excitement with just the songs. We just made a spontaneous choice due to Bobby's just jokes that then I just maybe took so far, because then we spent 4 minutes listening to a really interesting song that could really only be described as really interesting. So here we go. We're just ending it off on a beautiful note today with What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. But first, to read a quick PSA, this is just a new one, and it has some googly eyes on, just stuck right on. So I wanted to read it just because of the googly eyes mostly. And it's called Numbers to Think About Bitcoin Energy Costs. And it says, a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,853 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So there are just some numbers I didn't know about that I thought I'd just share right on over. But that's just the PSA of the day. Just a new one that googly eyes, so it enticed me in. But until next time, everyone. Next time, I'm going to get here right at just 11. You just mark my words. I'm going to be here. I'm so excited. And it's going to be a rocking show. But until then, here's Louis Armstrong. Thank you so much for tuning in to this chaos. It was so much fun. And I hope maybe next week we'll talk more about just why I just missed it last week. We'll play some more tunes. There's a couple ones that I've been thinking about wanting to play. So until then, thank you so much for being along for the journey. And of course, this is going to be What a Wonderful World. And until the next time, keep on rocking. Have a beautiful day. And here's Louis to send us off. It's What a Wonderful World.
I see.